Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated in loving memory Ule'ilu Nishmas, Harold Groner, Tzvi Ben Yaakov Yosef.
Nazir Daftes. The Mishnah says, Hareini Nazir min ha-groigris u-min ha-dvelus. Somebody who says, I'm a Nazir from figs. Groigris are dried figs, dvela are figs that were stuck together. And the point is that he was mekabel naziris, but explained his words that he's being mekabel on himself and iser from things that a nazir is not aserin. So Beis Shammai say that he's a nazir, and he becomes aserin only through a naziris. Beis Hillel Omrim ain't a nazir. Naziris is not chal on him, since he explained that he only wants to be mekabel naziris from groigris and from dvela. Comes Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, Afkisha Amru Beis Shammai, Loi Amru Elo Ba'omer Harehin Alai Karben. Even Beis Shammai, who holds that he is usher in something, it does not mean that he's usher in Isurin Naziris. Rather, they mean to say that he's usher on the figs, because if he explains to us that his intention was to be Mekabel and Isser on figs, and that's what he meant when he said, Reini Nazir Minah Groigris, then it's Chal as a neder to usher himself on the Groigris. Now, the simple reading of our Mishnah, this is the way Rav Yerushalayim learn. Rabbi Yehuda is only coming to argue in Shitas Beis Shammai, because according to the Tanakhama, Beis Shammai's opinion is that the person is a Nazir. He's usher in all Isurin Naziris. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lefi Beis Shammai, he's not a Nazir. He doesn't have Din in Naziris. Rather, he's usher in the Groigris, as long as he explains that he meant to usher them as a carbon, like a neder. Moshe Enkein Bedas Beis Hillel, everybody agrees that nothing is chal on him, not Isuri Naziris, and not an Isur Neder on Groigris. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Naziris, Perek Al Falacha Yud, paskins that if a person says, Arei Nazir min ha-Groigris, min ha-Dvela, he's Usur as an Isur Neder. Now, of course, we know that the Rambam has to pass him like Beis Hillel. We always pass him like Beis Hillel. So how could the Rambam, if he's paskin like Beis Hillel, paskin that you're usher to eat the groigers as if you asser them beneder? So the assumption of the Ravid is that the Rambam is actually paskining like a different version of Shitas Beis Hillel, not recorded in our Mishnah. Rather, the Shita that's brought down on Amud Beis in the Brisa from Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson says that Beis Shammai's Shita is Nadur v'Nazir, which means that he becomes usher as if he assered them beneder, but that's only if he was mefarish his kavana. He said that I meant to ask them beneder. Masha Enkein, if he's not mefarish anything, then we say that it's a nazir. Masha Enkein, Beis Hillel, they say nadur ve'ein nazir. Naziris is bechlal, not chal on this person. And the only thing that he could be usher in is as if he asked them beneder. So if the Rambam were to be paskining like the version of Reb Nosson, then everything would be fine. It's just that the Ravid asks that there's a Stam Mishnah, our Mishnah, not like Reb Nosson. So in Psak, the Rambam should follow the version of our Mishnah, not the version of the Braisa. However, if you take a look at the Pirsha Mishnayis, LaRambam, on our Mishnah, you see that he even learned, Lefi, the version of our Tana, that the Shita of Beis Hillel is that he's Aser Be'Isr Neder. The Lashon of the Rambam is, Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, Acher Shloi Nader Kederach HaNoidrin, Einei Chayev Nazirus. So unlike Beis Shammai, who Lefi the Tana Kama hold that he becomes a Nazir, Beis Hillel hold that since he was not Nader Kederach HaNoidrim, he's not a Nazir. Avol Aser Be'Groiger Suvidvela. Yet, says the Rambam, you're still Aser Be'Groiger Suvidvela, even according to Beis Hillel. Now, Lefi the Rambam, it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda, who's arguing in the Seif of our Mishnah, is arguing about the Shita Beis Hillel as well. Because after all, not only does Rabbi Yehuda change in the Shita Beis Shammai and say that it's only a neder as opposed to being a nazir, there has to be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And if you say that the Hezber and the Shita Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is exactly like the Tanakama, well, according to the Rambam, the Tanakama holds that Beis Hillel holds that it's a neder. So how can he say Beshita Beis Shammai that it's a neder? Must be that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing even on the Shita of Beis Hillel, and he says that Beis Hillel hold that you're not usher in anything. So we basically have two Shitas in the Rishonim how to learn our Mishnah. According to Rav Rishonim, Toisis, the Rosh, the Mefarish, the Shita, the Tanakama holds that according to Beis Shammai he's a Nazir, and according to Beis Hillel he's nothing, he's not a Nazir, and he's not usher b'Isser Neder. And Rabbi Yehuda is only arguing in the Shita of Beis Shammai. He's saying that according to Beis Shammai you're usher b'Isser Neder. Masha Enkin, according to the Rambam, the Tanakama holds that the Shita of Beis Shammai is your Aser B'Nazir, and according to Beis Hillel, your Aser B'Isser Neder. And Rabbi Yehuda argues and he says that according to Beis Shammai, your Aser B'Isser Neder, and according to Beis Hillel, you're not Aser at all. Another machlokes is in the Rishonim that we find in the Pshat of our Mishnah is when Rabbi Yehuda says, Afkisha Amru Beis Shammai Amru Ela Ba'omer Harein alai carbon toisvis in menachas kuf gimel, and the mefarish over here understand the way we explained earlier. That is that the person is usser be iser neder if he explains his words and says that that was his intention. However, the toisvis writ over here is goyris differently. It says af shamar be shamay lo amru ella ke oimer harein alai carbon, which means that you don't have to explain anything. The toisvis writ says that even if he doesn't tell us that his intention was to become usser be iser neder, this is how we are mefarish his words. It's ki'ilu, it's ki'oimer, harei alai, groigris udvela ki'karben. Now, according to whichever shita holds that you're usser be'isser neder, be it Reb Yehuda lefi beis Shammai, according to everybody, or the Tanakama bedas beis Hillel lefi the Rambam, the person said harei nazar min ha'groigris min advela, and they say that you're usser be'isser neder. The Birkas Roish asks, why is that true? Your nether was said b'loshen naziris. You didn't answer with loshen nether. You said hareini nazir min ha'groigis min advelu. And he says that a loshen naziris is a loshen on the gavra, which is similar to shvua. It's not a loshen on the cheftza like the loshen nether. We all know that that's the difference between a nether and a shvua. A shvua, he's aser nafshe a cheftza, and by a nether he asers the cheftza on himself, like the Gemara explains at the beginning of Nedarim. And the halacha is that if you say a nether b'loshen shvua, it's not chal. That's at least how we paskin Shulchan Aruch Yerodei Simin Reish Vav Sif Hey, that nether b'loshen shvua does not work. Now, of course, it's not so simple that a nazir is considered something that's chal on the gavra, because we actually find three primary shittas about this inyan. Toisvis in Shvuas Daf Chafeimet Aleph Dibur Maschel Choymer and the Rosh Nedarim Daf Beis Mebeis Dibur Maschel Afuke Shvua, they hold that naziris is isurei gavra. As soon as he says a reini nazir, his guf becomes usser to drink yayin, to do tiglachas, and to be metam lemeisim. The yayin does not become usser on him as an isser cheftza, because they understand that the mashmos, the loshen naziris, is that he's being mafresh himself from the chefetz, not that he's being mafresh the chefetz from himself. The Ritva, on the other hand, in the Darm Daf Yud Gimel Mebeis and on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, holds that naziris is isser cheftza, like a neder. The third shita is the famous shita of the Marit in Siman Nun Daled, who understands that the person actually doesn't create on himself any iser, not an iser cheftza and not an iser gavra. Rather, the person is mekabel on himself kedushas nazir. After the person becomes kaddish kedushas nazir, then it's similar to a kohen. A kohen has certain kedushas. So the Torah gives him isurim. The Torah asered the nazir in shtias yayin, in tiglachas, and in tumah. Now, if you learn either like the shita of Tosfos and the Rosh that we mentioned, that it's an iser gavra like a shvur, the person's a mekabel on himself to be aser b'shtiyas yayin, tiglachas, and tumah, or you learn like the Marit, that the person is mekabel on himself merely kedushas nazir, then the Birkas Roish has a very strong question. How could a neder, if that was the person's intention over here, be chal b'loshen naziris? Naziris accomplishes something totally different than a neder. So it's similar to a neder b'loshen shvua. Just like a neder b'loshen shvua does not aser anything, because shvua, the loshen shvua accomplishes something different than what a neder accomplishes, so too, if you use a loshen naziris, it shouldn't create anything. Answers the Birkas Roish that in truth the Lashon Nazir can double. Because Einach and Amu, when a person is mekabel on himself Naziris with all of its dinim, then the way that it works is that the person's expressing that he wants to either be mekabel Kedushas Nazir or Aser himself to do all of these pa'ulas. Nevertheless, when he says Hareini Nazir min ha'groigreis, he's clearly not referring to Kedushas Nazir. And all he wants to do is say that he wants to be separated. Naziris is a lashon of separation. He wants to be separated from groigris. That is a yad leneder. It may be true that naziris is something that's chal on the gavra, but the moment we know that his intention was to make a neder, then the lashon means something different to us. It means that he wants to be separated from the groigris, and that way it becomes a neder. It's a yad leneder. Now, concerning the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Afke sha'amru bei shamay li amru el ba'imar arayin alai karbon. Toisvis asks over here in Dibra Maschel Omar that in the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, it's mefurish that if a person says the lashon karbon, then it does not create a neder. The only time that we consider it a neder when he uses the description of karbon is if he says ki karbon. So why is it that over here Rabbi Yehuda says that Afke sha'amru bei shamay li amru el ba'imar arayin alai karbon? I thought karbon doesn't work. So Tosfos is a very simple answer. They say that the Gemara over there in the Dharma is talking about where he says kikar ze carbon. Because if he doesn't say kik carbon, it's as if he's expressing that the kikar is a carbon, and it's not. Mashenkin, in our Mishnah, it says, Ba'omer harehein alai carbon. Since he used the word alai, we understand that he's not describing what the kikar is, or in our case, it's not as if he's describing what the gregers themselves are. Rather, he's coming to say that he's mekabel on himself to be noig with them like a carbon. Memelo, you don't have to say the letter kuf. You don't have to say kik carbon. It's enough that you say alai carbon. Netoisim Menachis, Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph, Dibra Maschel Homani, ask a very simple question. They say that how could it be that we trust what the person says later? He says, my kavana was to aser the groigers to the dvela as a neder. We should say dvarim shebelev, enam dvarim. And that actually happens to be, according to Tois over there, the pshat and the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds that it's a naziris that's chal on him and not a neder, is because dvarim shebelev, enam dvarim. So we cannot ask him later, what was your intention? Because it would make no difference. We don't care what was in his mind at the time. Tosfos answers that Rabbi Yehuda only says his shita over here in our case. And that is because usually we don't say dvarim shebelev havu dvarim. When a person says something beferish, we're only machshev that which is moitzi mipiv, and we discount anything that he says he was thinking. But in our case, that which he was moitzi mipiv makes absolutely no sense. Because what he was moitzi mipiv was that I should be a nazir from Gregus and Dvela. There's no such thing as a nazir from Gregus and Dvela. Since we can't be mefarish his words according to what he said beferish, in order for us to make sense out of it, we have to go and listen to what he was thinking at the time. He says the klal of dvarim shebelev einam dvarim is that we don't listen to dvarim shebelev when they go kineged what he was moitzi mipiv. Over here, they're not really going kineged what he was moitzi mipiv, because that which he was moitzi mipiv we can't make any sense out of. Now the Gemara begins by explaining the shittas Beis Shammai. Why is it that Beis Shammai, according to the version of the Tanakama, holds that what he is a nazir? How could he be a nazir? A nazir is somebody who is neither from Yayin, and here he said Harein nazir mina gregus mina dvela. Explains the Gemara, Beis Shammai savir la ki Reb Meir. Beis Shammai hold like the shittas of Reb Meir, da amar ein adam moitzi dvarav levatola. Reb Meir's shita is in Erech and Daf Hey, in the case where a person says Erech Kli Ze Alai. There's a parsha in the Torah, in parshas V'chukosai of Erechin. There's a special din. If a person says Erechi Alai, he pledges his own Erech, his own value, or he says Erech Pleni Alai, then there's a set amount depending on the person's age. That means that you do not evaluate how much this person happens to be worth in the market to be sold as an Eved. Rather, whatever age he is, the Torah gives set amounts. What happens if the person pledges not the erich of a person, rather erich kli ze alai? The Torah does not prescribe any erich for a kli. You could theoretically pledge the value of the kli, but like we said, erichin is not pledging the value, the market value of a given thing. It's a special parsha of erichin, and that parsha was not said on kalim. Similarly, if a person were to say erich pliny, who is paches mi ben chodesh alai, one of the things that you see in the parsha of erichin is that there's no din erichin for a child that's less than a ben chodesh. So what happens if the person said erich pliny, less than a ben chodesh, I'm pledging to the Beis Hamikdash? Do we say in those two cases that it says if the person said demei pleni alai, or he said demei kli alai? Of course, if a person says demei kli ze alai, he's pledging the value, the market value of the kli to the Beis Hamikdash. And so too, when a person says demei pleni, even if that pleni is less than a ben chodesh, then he would have to give the value of that child to the Beis Hamikdash. So Reb Meir and the Chachamim argue in a case where a person uses that terminology. It says either Erech Kliza Alai or Erech Pliny Pachas Ben Chodesh Alai. Do we say that it's as if he actually said Demei Kliza Alai or Demei Pliny Alai, and then he would be Chayiv to give the value of the Kli or the Pachas Ben Chodesh to the Berek Abayis? Or do we say that he's totally Pater because he chose the avenue of Erechin, and Erechin doesn't apply to these two things? Reb Meir holds that even though there's no din erichin for a kli or for Pachas Ben Chodesh, nevertheless he's chayev to give the dmei hakli. The reason, he says, is because Adam yodea she'ein erich lekli, and therefore he's gomar ve'omar l'shem damin. The Pashta meaning of this shita is, as Rashi explains over there in Erechin, that we simply believe that he knew the emes, and therefore it has to be that his lashon of erech is lav dafka, and his real intention was to be noider the damim. That's because ein adam moitzi dvar levatola. Tosfos over there actually argues in Rashi and says that even if the person made a mistake and he thought that there is an erech likli, still the principle of ein adam moitzi dvar levatola would say that he has to pay the damim of the kli, and that's because the person's kavana, since ein adam moitzi dvar levatola, is that whatever is a lashon hamoyel, that's what his intention was to say. So if there's any way that we could make out of his words something that's mechayev of him to pay money to the Beis HaMikdash, we believe that was his intention. So that's Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosis over there in Erechin, whether the Shita of Reb Meir is said only by a person who knows the MS that ain't Erech L'Kli, or even by a person who does not know. And of course, that would be a Nafka Mina in our Sugya as well, because the Gemara is now explaining the Shita of Beis Shammai, Lefi the Tanakama, who says that a person who said Nazir, Ein Nazir min Agregris min Advela, is a Nazir. The Gemara explains because they hold like Reb Meir, who says Ein Adam Moitzi Dor Elvatola, and therefore we say that his intention was to be Noider and Aziris Gemura. The question is, does this have to be talking about somebody that we know is aware of the halacha, that there's no such thing as Naziris bin Agregis bin Advela, or even by a person who made a mistake and thought that there is Naziris bin Agregis bin Advela? The Rush over here in the Bar Maslaker of Meir says that even if the person made a mistake and he thought that Naziris is Chal bin Agregis, we say that according to Reb Meir, Ein Adam Moitzi Dor Elvatola, which would sound like he holds like the Shita of Tosfos over there in Erechin, that the Shita of Reb Meir by Erech Kli Ze'alai is true even if the person was not aware that Ein Erechin L'Kli. The Tosfos Rid over here, on the other hand, and the Mashmos of Tosfos over here in Dibur Maschil Ein, is that the only reason why in our Sugya, Lefi Beis Shammai, he's a Nazir from everything is because we believe that the person did know that there's no such thing as a Nazir Minat Groigris, and that's why we say that his intention was, based on Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar Vatala, to be Noider, a total and complete Nazirus. Continues the Gemara. This was all our explanation for Shitas Beis Shammai. What do Beis Hillel hold? The Gemara says Beis Hillel hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas. Now this Shita of Rabbi Yossi has got nothing to do with the sugi that we were just mentioning from Erechin. Even if you say that Beis Hillel, who go like Rabbi Yossi, are in agreement with the klal of Ein Adam Moitzi Dvarav Levatala, which means that when the person originally said Hareini Nazir, he meant something. He wasn't just some saying words, which would be the case if a person is Moitzi Dvarav Levatala. If you hold that a person is Moitzi Dvarav Levatala, so when he says Hareini Nazir, knowing that there's no such thing as a Nazir Min HaGroigris, he must have just meant a meaningless statement when he said Hareini Nazir. So if you hold Ein Adam Moitzi Dvarav Levatala, we say that when the person said Hareini Nazir, he must have meant to be Mekabel complete Naziris, because people don't just stomp say words that mean nothing. But if you hold Adam Moitzi Dvarav Levatala, and the person is aware that there's no such thing as a Nazir Min HaGroigris, then the words Hareini Nazir are as if he didn't say them. However, the Gemara does not want to say that that's the Hesber in Beis Hillel. Rather, the Gemara goes with the assumption that Beis Hillel agree that Ein Adam Moitzi Dvarav Levatala. Nevertheless, there's another Shita that would explain the Psak of Beis Hillel that he's not a Nazir, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, who says that when a person says two Lashonis, which have conflicting Mashmosin, then his intention is that what is Chal is that which is Mashma from the end of his words, not from the beginning of his words. The case Rabbi Yossi is talking about is when a person says on an animal that it should be a tmuras oila, tmuras shlamim. It's a Mishnah in tmura of chafeim beis. An animal cannot be both a tmura of an oila and a tmura of a shlamim. Either it has kedushas oila or it has kedushas shlamim. Now over there in tmura, there's machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. Reb Meir says tvois lashon rishon that the ikker that's chal is the first thing that a person said. Reb Yossi argues and he says bigmar dvar of adam nitfas, which means that we even factor in that which he said at the end of his words, which means that the person's real intention was that it should be a tmura of both an oila and a shlamim, and it becomes half and half. You sell the animal and you buy with half of the money an oila and half of the money a shlamim. Of course, you only sell the animal after it gets a mum. Now, using the logic of Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara wants to say over here the same thing, that it may be true that in the beginning of his words, when he said Hareini Nazir, his intention was to be Mekabel complete Naziris. But since Af Bigmar Dvar of Adam Nitfas, a person's intention was Kefi what he said at the end of his words, then even though in the beginning over here, his intention was when he said Hareini Nazir that he wants to be Mekabel, a regular Naziris, from Yayin, nevertheless the end of his words make it clear that that's not his intention, because he said Minat Groigris u Minat Vela. And therefore the Gemara says it's a neder upischoi imoy. It's a neder together with something that is a pesach that's matir the neder. Now this could be understood one of two ways. Either as a chazara of what he originally said Hareini Nazir, and his intention was to mekabel complete Naziris. But now he was chazer from that Kabbalah, or as a pirish of his original words. From the end of his words, you see that his intention was never really to be mekabel complete Naziris. This is actually machloikas rishonim over here. According to Tosfos over here in Dibur Maschil Beis Hillel, neder upischoi imoy over here means a chazara. He originally was mekabel a complete Naziris, and betoich de diber, he said migroigris uminat vela, and that was a chazara from a regular Kabbalah's Naziris. The Rush, on the other hand, understands that from the end of his words, you see that he never really had intentions to be mekabel a complete Naziris. And you'll ask me, how is that possible to say that his original intention was not to be mekabel naziris. Then it comes out that when we said Hareini Nazir, he was moitzi dvar l'vatola, and we said that everybody agrees over here that ein adam moitzi dvar l'vatola. Explains the Rosh that the only time that we say the svara of ein adam moitzi dvar l'vatola is if a person says something like erech klize alai, because over there we could be mefarish that which he said erech klize alai to be a pledge to pay damim of the kli, like we explained before. Because since the person knows that there's no such thing as erechin for a kli, that was his intention. Masha'enkin, when a person says hareini nazir min agroigris, it's impossible to use the end of his words to explain that he was serious when he said the words Hareini Nazir. He could not have been serious. But Erech Kli Ze Alai, we say Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar L'Vatola, he was serious when he said Erech Kli Ze Alai. It's just that he meant to pledge it as Damim. By Hareini Nazir Min Agroigrois, since it's impossible to have Naziris Min Agroigrois, it must be that here the person did intend to be Moitzi Dvar L'Vatola. So Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar L'Vatola is something that we say if it's possible to explain his entire sentence. But if there's no Pirish, then we say Adam Moitzi Dvar L'Vatola. Which is why the Gemara's next line is Ube Shamay Nami Neder Pischei Imayhu. The svar that we just said, according to Beis Hillel, should be true even according to Beis Shammai. Now, according to the way Tosis explained Beis Hillel, the Gemara is now asking that why, according to Beis Shammai, don't we say that it's a chazara from his original words? He originally tried to become a Nazir, he said a Reini Nazir, and then he was chazer from that Dibur, and he said ben agregers, meaning that I don't want to be a Nazir. And according to the Rosh, the Gemara's kasha now is that the end of his words should be a pirish to the original words, even according to Beis Shammai. Because as we explained, even if you hold that Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar L'Vatola, in such a case, a person must be that he was Moitzi Dvar L'Vatola. The Tosfos Rit actually is not happy with this. The Tosfos Rit asks, what's the Gemara asking? According to Beis Shammai, it's a neder upischei imoy. We already said that Beis Shammai say, ein adam moitzi dvar l'vatola. Take a look out. The Tosfos Rit al darkei is miyashiv the Gemara. On Kol Panim, we have these two basic ways of understanding the Shaka V'Tarya of our sugya. According to Tosfos, when we say that according to Rabbi Yossi, b'gvar dvar of adam nitvas, and hai neder upischei imoy, who it means a chazara, and according to the Rosh, it's a pirush. Now, why did we have to explain the Shita Beis Hillel based on the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, the Begmar Dvar of Adam Nitfas? Why didn't we leave the original understanding that we started out with, which is that Beis Shammai holds, like Rabbi Meir, that in Adam Moitzi Dvar L'Vatola, and explain that Beis Hillel holds that a person is Moitzi Dvar L'Vatola? As we explained, the way the Gemara does it, everybody holds Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar L'Vatola, and the Gemara just brings another explanation based on Rabbi Yossi in Maseches Tmura. But why couldn't the Gemara retain that original understanding and then just say that Beis Hillel's Shita is based on Adam Moitzi Dvar L'Vatola? Says Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Ein that if we were to do that, then it comes out that Reb Meir is like Beis Shammai and not like Beis Hillel. And the Gemara does not want to be Meshabed Reb Meir to hold Dafka like Beis Shammai, since Halacha is never like Beis Shammai. So we found a way to say that even Beis Hillel holds Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar L'Vatola, that way Reb Meir could go either like Beis Hillel or like Beis Shammai. So we're at the point now where we don't understand Beis Shammai. The Gemara says that Beis Shammai also should agree to the svara of neder upischei imoy. The Gemara answers, Beis Shammai savar k'Reb Meir d'amar Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar L'Vatola, and since he said Hareini Nazir, he already becomes a Nazir. As soon as he says, min agroigris u min advela, we assume that now it's l'tshulei hu d'ka'asi. He's being chayzer from his Naziris, like a person who wants to be shoyel by a chacham on his Naziris. Now even though this person is not going to a chacham, he's not really being shoyel on his Naziris, but the Gemara is being medame what he's doing to a person who's shoyel on his Naziris. Since Beis Shammai Shito all over is that Ein She'elo Behektish, a person cannot be shoyel and undo a Hektish that he made in a Chafetz, so too Ein She'elo B'Naziris. There's no such thing as She'elo by Naziris Lefi Beis Shammai. Since there's no such thing as She'elo by Naziris, you also cannot be Chozer B'Toch Kedei Dibur. So according to Beis Hillel, the person's intention was to be chayzer tochidei dibur from his naziris. But according to Beis Shammai, you can't be chayzer. Now, lefi toisus that we explained, the entire Shaka V'Tarya was going with the assumption that that's the pshat of Beis Hillel, that nidra upeschei imoy means that he's being chayzer. And now what the Gemara is saying is, lefi Beis Shammai, you don't have the ability to be chayzer because their shito all over is that ain she'ela b'naziris because ain she'ela b'hektish. According to the Rosh, that the Hezber in nidra upeschei imoy was a pirish for his words, and the Gemara asks that according to Beis Shammai we should say that the end of his words should be a pirish to the beginning of his words, now the Gemara is changing. The Gemara is saying that since Beis Shammai hold like Reb Meir that Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar L'Vatola, so we have to take his original words seriously enough, then when he said Hareini Nazir, he means Hareini Nazir. And we don't say that the end of his words are being mefarish, the beginning of his words. Because then it would come out that he is saying something levatala. And even though in the Havamina we explained that the Gemara feels that over here it would be different than in the case of Erech Kliza Elai, the Gemara's Teretz now holds that that's not the case. A person is never moitzi dvar levatala, and therefore the only way to explain the end of his words is that it's a chazara. Since it's a chazara, he's being chazer from what he originally said, it would be dependent on the discussion as to whether there is she'ela by Naziris or not. Now, according to the Rosh's Hesber, it comes out a little bit nicer in the Lashon of the Gemara. Because in the Teretz of the Gemara, it says, Ela beis shamai savrila k'reb meir da'amar ein adam moitzi dvar levatola. Kiven da'amar hareini nazir havelei nazir. It sounds like the Gemara feels that it's being mechadish something that we didn't know until now. Now, according to Tosfos, that the entire time we were going with the assumption that he's being chayzer, according to Beis Hillel, and even if you hold Einar the Moitzi Dvar Vatola, there's the concept of being chayzer from what you originally said. And then the Gemara asked the question, Ubeishami nami neder pischayimi, why according to Beishami don't we say that he's being chayzer? The Gemara should simply reply by saying, according to Beis Shammai, we can't say you're being chayzer because of the klal of ein she'ela behektish, and therefore ein she'ela benaziris. Why is it that the Gemara has to be marech and repeat the fact that Reb Meir holds ein adam moitzi dvar v'latala, and then say that when he says a rainy nazir is a nazir, but then when he says megregris menadvela is coming li'etchule, which of course Tosfos says does not mean really li'etchule, it means that he's being chayzer. Well, we knew about that concept, so the Gemara should simply say that the chazara that you've been talking about is something that doesn't work according to Beis Shammai, because they hold Ein She'ela B'Naziris. So according to the Rosh, this works out beautifully. Because according to the Rosh, everything that we've said until now was only in the world of Pirush. Beis Hillel held that it's possible to use the end of his words to be Mefarish, the beginning of his words. And the Gemara's question was, why doesn't Beis Shammai also hold that you could be Mefarish, the beginning of his words, using the end of his words? So then the Gemara changes. Ela Beis Shammai Savrila Kerbeir Da'amar Ein Adam Moitzidor L'Vatola. Kiven Da'amar Reini Nazir, he's already a Nazir. Which means that now the Gemara is being Mechadish that once you hold that Ein Adam Moitzidor L'Vatola, it's impossible because you're already a Nazir and it's not possible to be Mefarish your words using the end of your sentence. And therefore something else is going on. It's a Chazara. And that's what the Gemara says, Le'etchule Hud Ka'asi, as if we're being Mechadish a new Sfar that we didn't know about until now. And on that the Gemara says that Beis Shammai L'Tam Mayu Da'amri Ein She'ela Behe Hektish, but given the Ein She'ela Behektish, Ein She'ela Benaziris. Now Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Ein She'ela Benaziris is aware of this question. Tosfos asks, Vim Toimer, Uma Loi Laharach Kol Kach? Why does the Gemara have to be Maharach so much? V'lach Ser V'loimer, and then to repeat itself and say, B'shamikar Meir Sfir Lahu. When the Gemara originally asked the question, we should answer immediately. Since the whole question of neder pischay imayu is chazara, so we should just say no. Beishamay don't hold that you can have chazara because Beishamay hold that ain sheila beneziris. Tosfos answers that the Gemara has to reiterate this point in order to explain the teretz that it's giving, because the teretz that Beishamay l'taymayu, the Ami Ein She'elu Behektish, and therefore Ein She'elu Benaziris, is necessarily dependent on saying that Beis Shammai hold, like Reb Meir, that Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar V'Latola. Because in order for us to say that Beis Shammai's problem is Ein She'elu Benaziris, we need to say that the Naziris was Chal for one moment. Because if it wasn't Chal at all, then even if Ein She'elu Benaziris, he's still not a Nazir. Because you're allowed to be Chayzer from Naziris if it hasn't yet been Chal. So even though Beis Shammai hold that it's not possible to be chayzer from a naziris, that's only a naziris that has already been chal. Suppose the person started a dibur, and before the naziris is chal, he decides to be chayzer, that does not go into the problem of ein she'el b'naziris. So therefore we have to speak out that if you hold like Reb Meir, then ein adam moitzi dvar levatola, so the moment you say the word arayni nazir, it's already chal. Once it's already chal, then you'll have a problem of ein she'el b'naziris. Now, where does this din of Ein She'ela Behektish L'fi Beis Shammai come from? This does not appear in a Mishnah anywhere. So Tosfos over here, in Dibur Maschil Ein She'ela, explained that it's based on Beis Shammai's Shita that Hektish B'Tois is considered Hektish. That's the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai. Later it starts in Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Beis Shammai Arim Hektish Tois Hektish. The case is where the person says, the Shar Shachar She'yetz M'Beisi Rishayin, the black shar that will be the first one to go out of my house is hektish. And it turns out that it was a white shar that came out of his house that day. Or he says, Diner Zav, Sheyala B'yadi Rishayin Harehu Hektish. And instead of pulling out a Diner Zav, he pulled out a Diner Kesef. So in both cases, Beis Shammai say that the hektish is chal. And the Gemara over there learns it out from Psukim. So it's a special there's a kusav in Hilchas Hektish that even if a person was mistaken, to the point where, Legabi other Dinim in the Torah, we would say that the chalois was performed under a false pretense, it was a toast. Nevertheless, legabi hektish, we don't care that it was damatos and it's still chal. Now, why is this true legabi nazirus? The psukim that are brought down later are psukim legabi hektish, not legabi nazirus. So many of the Rishonim, the Mefarish over here, Toisvis, Toisvis Rabbeinu Peretz, explain that the Gemara means that Naziris is like Hektish, because the Pasuk says, by Naziris, Kodesh Yihyeh Gadol Peretz HaRoshei. Since the Lashon of Kodesh Yihyeh is used by Naziris, so we treat it like Hektish. It has the same dinim as Hektish. However, many Achronim ask on these Rishonim, including the Netziv in the Hamik She'ela, in Simen Kuf Lamed Vav Ois Gimel, the Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Asvan Dairaisa in Klal Zayin, that we darshan other things from the words Kodesh Yihyeh. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Nun Zayin Mabeis darshans from the Pasuk of Kodesh Yihyeh Gadol Peretz HaRoshei, that the Gidol of the Nazir's hair becomes Kodesh. It has Kedusha. And therefore, how can we use this Pasuk to darshan that the entire Naziris has a din like Hektish? The Pasuk is not even referring to Naziris in general. So they suggest another explanation of the Gemara. They say that when a person is mekabel Naziris on himself, there is an element of Hektish Mamish. Because we know that when a person is mekabel Naziris, ultimately he's going to have to bring karbanis of a Nazir. So it comes out that if a Nazir is shoyel on his Naziris, or if Naziris was done betos, he's also being shoyel on the karbanis that he was nischayev. So that means that he's being shoyel on Hektish Mamish. The reason why the Rishonim did not want to learn this way is probably because they hold that the karbanis of a nazir is not something that the person is mekabel on himself. Because there's a famous Chakir, Reuven Gerzovsky declares, and other Achronim, whether the karbanis of Naziris is a chaluk of the person's Kabbalah, when he's mekabel Naziris, included in his Kabbalah is the fact that he's going to bring karbanis, or the karbanis is a byproduct. To some degree, the Torah is mechayiv him once he's finished his naziris, but it's not part of his Kabbalah. According to the Rishonim, obviously it's not part of his Kabbalah, and therefore you can't say that the reason why ain shel b'naziris is because the person was mekabel on himself to bring karbanis. Because he's not mekabel karbanis. Karbanis is something that later the Torah is mechayiv him. Now, concerning the actual point that our Gemara is making, that if you're of the opinion, like Beis Shammai are, that ein she'elo behektish and therefore ein she'elo benaziris, you automatically hold that a person cannot be choizer b'toich kidei dibur from a kabbalas naziris, because that's what's happening in our sugya. The person said hareini nazir, and we say that immediately he was mekabel naziris, and kika amar min agregus menadvela lid shulehu dekaasi, which we explained al pi toisves, does not mean that he's actually coming to be shoyel. He's not going to a chacham. Rather, it means that he's mischaret. He has charata from the fact that he was mekabel naziris, and he wants to be choizer. Usually, there's a din that a person after making a chalois could be choizer b'toich kidei dibur. However, by something that it's not possible to be shoyel on, you also cannot be choizer b'toich kidei dibur. That is the way Tosfos over here in the Maschal Ein seems to understand. And because of that, says the Ktzos HaChoshen, in Simen Reish Nun Hei, Sivkot and Beis, that we see from Tosfos that the Yisoid, that you're allowed to be choizer normally from something, b'toich kidei dibur, is only because we say that from the fact that he's choizer now, b'toich kidei dibur, it's ki'ilu, his original words were said b'tos. It's not because the person has the ability to be mevatel that which he had uttered before. Rather, by saying now I'm choizer, he's being megala that what I said a second ago was really betos. And since ein she'elo behektish, as we said, hektish betos, have a hektish, so too we say that by naziris. And it comes out that the only time that we ever say that a person could be choizer betoch kidei dibur is by something that if the person would have made a mistake with his dibur, it would not have been chal. And he brings that this is actually the Lashon of the Rambam in Shvuas, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin. The Lashon of the Rambam is, Mishenishba, v'hoya pivali b'shoven b'shvua. He made a shvua, and as he said the shvua, it was pivali b'shoven. V'achar she'nesar, chazer b'y miyad b'toch kidei dibur. Immediately, he was choizer b'toch kidei dibur, hu kidei she'yomer Talmud l'rav, shalom alecha Rebbe. That's the shir of toch kidei dibur, the amount of time that it takes for a Talmud to ask shalom from his Rebbe. V'amar, and he said, ein zu shvua, oi nichamti, oi chazarti. He says a lashon of chazara, ukiyotz b'dvarim elu she'in yonim shehiter masha asar, harei ze muter v'nekra hashvua, sheze doime l'toye. The Rambam says that a person who's choizer b'toich kidei dibur is doime to a person who made a mistake. However, Reb Shimon in the Shari Yosher in Shar Hei Perek of Beis argues on the Ktzois. He says that according to the Ktzois, the Gemara should not have said that it's totally on Ein She'elo Behektish or Yes She'elo Behektish. The Gemara should have gone directly to the Sugya that we mentioned before from Daf Lamed Beis, where Beis Shammai say Hektish Tos Avi Hektish. Even if the principle of Ein She'elo Behektish is built on the Shita Beis Shammai as we explained earlier, but that's not the point the Gemara should have made. The Gemara should have said, Lefi the Ktzois, that Beishami old, you can't be choizer, but Toichdei Dibur, because Toichdei Dibur is a getter of Toos, and Beishami hold that Hektish Toos Hektish. So from the fact that Gemara has to take another step and say that when the person's choizer, but Toichdei Dibur, it's as if he's being shoyel on the Nazirus, and then say that Beishami hold Ein She'elo BeHektish, and therefore Ein She'elo BeNazirus, it sounds like there's something else going on. Therefore, says Reb Shimon, an incredible Yisoid. He brings the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, that says, Aroitze Shalei Yiskaimu Nedarim Kol HaShana. Somebody who doesn't want his Nedarim to take root, he doesn't want them to be Chal the entire year. Yamed B'Rosh HaShana V'Yomer Kol Neder Shani Osed Lider Yehei Batal. In the beginning of the year, he should say, all Nedarim that I make this year should be Batal. And this is where we have the Minog to declare in Kol Nidre, or even in the end of Hataras Nedarim that we say on Erev Rosh Hashanah, that our Nedarim over the course of the year are going to be batal. Now, how does that work? It can't be like a regular Mesiris Meidah. If a person goes and conducts a sale, but he was Meisir Meidah to people before, you should know that I don't have Das for this sale. So if there is a reason why he had to go through with it and pretend like there was a sale, then we understand the Mesiris Meidah can happen. But in our case, what we're talking about is a person that at the time that he makes the nether, he totally forgot that he made this Tanai. So it's not as if his Mesiris Meidah is a Giloy that he doesn't really have Das for the nether. At the time that he makes a nether, he does have Das for the nether. So how does it work that he has the ability to clear in beginning of the year that his Nedarim are not going to be good? Says Reb Shimon, because there's a Pasuk that says, Lo Yachol Dvorei, and Chazal Darshin, from that Pasuk in Chagiga Daf Yud, that who Lo Yachol? The person himself can't be Moichel his words, Aval Acherim Moichlim Loi. The person himself doesn't have the ability to undo a nether that he made. Rather, you need to go to a Chacham. Others could be Moichel the nether for you. Says Reb Shimon that Chazal were Mekabel, that the fact that we just learned that the person himself cannot undo his nether, and only other people can undo your nether, is only after the nether was Chal. But prior to the nether's being Chal, the person does have the koyach to undo his nether. And that's why the person at the beginning of the year could declare all of his nedarim are null and void. It's with the koyach of Hataras Nedarim. Hataras Nedarim, based on somebody else, a chacham, could happen after the nether's Chal. But Hataras Nedarim, before the nether's Chal, the person himself could do. And so too, B'Tech Dei Dibur, a person could be Chayzer, since the Chalois of the nether has not yet been Nigmar, that's Midin Hataras Nedarim. And that's why the Gemara over here has to mention that the reason why you can't be Chayzer B'Toch Dei Dibur from your Naziris is because Ein She'elo B'Naziris. And we come out an incredible Chiddush according to Reb Shimon, and he makes this point. He says that by those types of Naziris, like Naziris Shimshin, that She'elo doesn't help, you can't be Shoyel on Naziris Shimshin, it would be impossible to be Chayzer B'Toch Dei Dibur L'Kulei Alma. And who Adin, you wouldn't be able to declare in the beginning of the year that the Naziris Shimshin that I make should not be Chal. So it comes out that we have two ways of being Masber our Gemara. According to the Ktzois, the Yisoy that the Gemara is saying that Beishami hold Ein She'el B'Hektish really means that Hektish B'Toys is a Hektish, and when a person is Chayzer B'Toych Dei Dibur, the Gedar Advarim is that it's Ki'ilu he made a Toys when he said his original words. Mashenker Reb Shimon learns that the Gedar of a person who is Chayzer B'Toych Dei Dibur is a Bittel similar to the Din of Hataras Nedarim. It's just that Hataras Nedarim can only be done by other people after the nether is chal. Mashenki before the nether is chal, or B'Tech Dei Dibur from when the nether was made, or the Naziris for that matter, the person himself has the ability to undo that which he did. So it's not that he originally said the words B'Tos, rather, Midin Heter Nedarim, he has the ability to be Mevatel. Since Beishami hold that there's no such thing as She'el B'Naziris, therefore you cannot be Chayzer B'Tech Dei Dibur. Now, after explaining the Tama Beishamai, the Gemara says, what is it that Beisil holds? The Gemara says, Beisil Savri K'Reb Shimon. The Tnan, Reb Shimon, Poitish Lehisnadev K'derech HaMisnadvim. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara is referring to the Mishnah Menachas Daf Kuv Gimel Amid Aleph. We mentioned earlier that the Mishnah says if a person says Arei Alai Mincha Minas Ha'orin, a person pledges a mincha from barley. Now it's impossible to pledge a mincha from barley because the only mincha that's brought from barley, actually two menachas, there is the Minchas Soita, which a person of course can't pledge. It's something that a Soita is Chayevis to bring, and the Minchas Ha'orin, which is a carbon tzibur. A Minchas Nedava can only be brought Menachitin. So what do we say when a person pledges a mincha Minas Ha'orin? The Tanakh Kama holds that he's chayv to bring a mincha min hachitim. The Gemara over there explains that the tam of the Tanakama is like Beishamay in our sugya, that if you say a reini nazir min ha-gregus min ha-dvela, then he's a nazir. However, Reb Shimon over there argues in the Tanakama, and he says that you're putter entirely, because when you say, harei alai mincha min ha-sa'irim, since he was not Hisnadiv kederecha misnadvim. Being misnadiv a mincha requires a mincha that you could bring as an adava, and you can't bring sarim as an adava. Therefore, nothing is chal. Now the Rishonim ask Toisfiz over here in the Ramaschul Beis Hillel and the Shita Mekubetzes that why does the Gemara have to explain that the Shita of Beis Hillel is dependent on Reb Shimon over there in Menachas? Why couldn't the Gemara say simply that Beis Hillel argue l'shitasam, since Beis Hillel hold that hektish betos is not a hektish like his mavur later on the Flamet? After all, the whole explanation for Shitas Beis Shammai over here was because Beis Shammai holds that ain she'elu behektish, that hektish betos is a hektish. But Beis Hillel argue on this, so the Gemara could have very easily said that that's the Hezbra and Beis Hillel over here. Tosfos answers that enechanami. In order to explain why Beis Hillel hold that he's not a full-fledged nazir, and the reason why he's not aser b'yayin, it's enough to explain that Beis Hillel hold that it's possible to be shoyel from nazirus. But there's another question that we have to ask. How do we know that the person is not aser b'neder from groigers? Enoch inami, when he says mina groigers, he's coming to be choizer from kabbal's nazirus. But maybe the person's intention was to make himself aser midin neder on groigers and dveilu. And that the Gemara is answering now, that shloi hisnadiv kederecha misnadvin, which means that the derech for a person to aser himself b'neder from groigers and dveilu is not to use the lashon nazirus. He would have simply used the regular lashon of koinum. So that's why the Gemara has to bring in the Shita of Reb Shimon from the Gemara Menachos. Now, if you take a look at the Gemara Menachos over there, you find a very confusing thing. Our Gemara says that the Hezber and the Shita of Beis Shammai is because Ein She'elu B'Nozir. However, the Sugya over there, Menachos, explains the Shita of Beis Shammai differently. The Gemara says because Beis Shammai hold Tfois Lashon Rishon. You go after the beginning of a person's words. Since the beginning of his words were Hareini Nozir, we don't care what he said at the end of his words. Now, our Gemara is trying to explain the Beis Shammai Shita even according to Reb Yossi, who argues on Tfois Lashon Rishon, and he holds Af B'Gemar Dvar of Adam Nitvas. So it seems to be a machlokes hasugyos. Says the Brisker Rav that the Gemara in Menachos was forced into saying that the Tam of Beis Shammai is because Tfois Lashon Rishon. Because over there it would have been impossible to explain Beis Shammai based on the theory of Ein She'elu B'Nazir. Because as we already explained, the whole din of Ein She'elu B'Nazir is because Ein She'elu B'Hektish, and that's built on the fact that Hektish Tos is Hektish. However, says the Brisker Rav, that principle that Hektish Tos Hektish is only true if some sort of Kedusha is Chal on a Chayfetz, such as a person's Maktisha Behema. When the person's makdish the behema betos, we say that the kedusha is chal on the behema automatically. Or legabe nazir, if a person is makdish himself as a nazir, he puts kedusha's nazir on himself. Even though it was betos, he becomes a nazir. However, since in the sugya menachos we're talking about a case where a person said harei alai mincha, he didn't say harei zu. He wasn't mechel kedusha in a chayfetz. Rather, he had a kabbalah harei alai. I'm a kabbalah on myself to bring a mincha. In such a case, it's impossible to explain that the reason is because hektish tos hektish. Because when you're not being mechel kedusha in a chayfetz, we don't say that it's chal betos. And therefore, it would be possible to be shoyel as well. And, by extension, to be choyzer. So the Gemara over there had to explain that the hezber in the Shita of the Tanakama, if it's built on Beis Shammai, must be because we say tfois lashon rishon. Mashenki and our Gemara was capable of explaining the Shita of Beis Shammai differently, that it's based on their Shita of hektish tos hektish. Now, the Brisker Rav did not invent this svara himself. This is actually a kasha that Rabbi Kiva Eger asks over here on Amud Beis. Because the Gemara on Amud Beis brings the memra of Chizkiah, the Mandi Amar over there in Menachos, and Daf Kuf Gimel, who says that the Tana Kama of the Mishnah over there, who says that if a person says, Arei Alai Mincha Menasa'irin, he brings Menachitim, is going according to Beis Shammai, who says that if a person says, Arei Nazir, Menagregus Menadvela, then he's a Nazir. Says Rabbi Kveger Kushali, I don't understand. The whole reason of Beis Shammai, our Sugi explains, is because Ain She'elu Behektish. Vizehu Shayach Bahareini Nazir, that's Shayach Bahareini Nazir, Duhu Nitvas Bekedusha. There's some sort of Kedusha that's Chal on the person, and therefore it can be Chal Betos. But Hacha, he says, when he says, he wasn't makdish anything. All it is a neder ba'alma. There's no hektish that we could say hektish betos havi hektish. It's a kabbalah. So to this, the Brisker Rav is really responding by saying that it's a machloikis hasugis, that the sugya in Menachos, and therefore a chizkiya in the Gemara on Amud Beis, understand that the reasoning behind Beis Shammai is not because Ein Sheila Behektish. It's because it's Tvois Lashon Rishon. Now, of course, to understand the Hesber that the Brisker Rav is saying, and even to understand Reb Kveger's Kasha, you have to make the assumption that Nezirus is a Kedusha that's Chal on the person. We explained earlier that there are different shittas how to understand what Nezirus is. Is it like a neder where the person is Mechel Isurim on the grapes, on the yayin, or is it like a shvua, or the third side like the marit, that he is matvis himself with kedushas nazir, and then the Torah gives him Isurim. The way that Rukveger's understanding, as well as the Brisker Rav, is that Nazirus is a kedusha that's chal on the person, and therefore it's subject to this rule, as opposed to when a person says, Harei alai mincha. The Gemara brings down another version of the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So far we had in our Mishnah two versions. The Shita of the Tanakama, at least the way Rav Rishonim learn, is that when a person says, Areini Nazir min Agregis min Advela, Beis Shammai holds that he gets a din of a Nazir, and Beis Hillel say that nothing is Chal. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that Beis Shammai hold not that he's a Nazir, rather that it's Aser B'Isser Neder. And as we already explained, the Shita of Beis Hillel, if you're Rav Rishonim, would be the same as according to the Tanakama. Now Reb Nosson introduces another version, which is that Beis Shammai Shita is that it depends if he was mefarish that his kavana was to aser Gregris and Vila as a carbon, as a neder. Then it's also b'iser neder. But if he wasn't mefarish anything, then he has a din of a nazir. That is the way the Rush and Tosfos learn. The lashon of Reb Nosson is Beis Shammai Amrim Nadur v'Nazir. The way that the Rush and Tosfos explain is that he's a Nadur. He's Aser B'Isser Neder. If he was mefarish, that was his intention. And he's a Nazir if he's not mefarish. Beis Hillel say, Nadur v'Ein Nazir. He's Aser B'Isser Neder and he's not Aser B'Isser Nazirus. Now, the mefarish explains differently than Tosfos and the Rush, B'das Beis Shammai, Aliba de Reb Nosson. The way that Tosfos and the Rush explained, we said, is that it depends if the person is mefarish that he meant it as a Neder. According to the mefarish in the Sugya, Nadur v'Nazir means that two things are chal on the person, an Isser Neder and an Isser Nazir. And it's as if the person said two separate Diburim. Hareini Nazir is a Kabbalah's Nazirus, and when he said Minat Gurogris, Minat Vela, he's coming to Aser those things be Isser Neder as well. And the Gemara explains this version of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Hesber behind this version is the Beis Shammai Savrla Kerebi Meir, the Sheet of Rebbe Meir that we already learned in Einar the Moitzi Dvar Levatola. And that's why we say that the words Hareini Nazir was not meaningless. He meant to ask himself the Isser Nazir. Ligabi the Isser Neder, we say that Beis Shammai hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And this, of course, means Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, who explained B'das Beis Shammai that he means to Aser as a Isser Neder, as a carbon. It doesn't mean that Beis Shammai hold completely the way Rabbi Yehuda explains in the Mishnah, because, of course, you have the other element, which is, like Rabbi Meir, that Einod Moisid Varel Vatolus, when he said Areini Nazir, he didn't mean it as a meaningless statement. Rather, it means Rabbi Yehuda, that it's similar to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lefi Beis Shammai, in Isser Neder is Chal, so too, according to Rabbi Nosson, even though Legabi Nazirus, he argues in Rabbi Yehuda, Legabi Isser Neder, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And that, again, is, according to the Tosa and the Rush, if he chooses to be Mefarish's words that way, and according to the Mefarish, that was his intention, to do both. However, the Arach Reinov are not happy with this Girsa. The Arach Mishar, he says that it's a doichik to explain the Gemara this way. And that is because, at least to say Beis Shammai holds like Reb Meir, it means that there's a certain principle that Reb Meir holds of, like Einar the Moisidor of Latola. And she'en came when we say Kirib Yehuda, it's not as if Reb Yehuda has a shita. Reb Yehuda was one of the versions of how to learn the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So how can we say that Reb Nosson is explaining that Beis Shammai holds like Reb Yehuda? Reb Yehuda was just delivering what the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel was. He himself doesn't have his own shita. That's why the Arach Mishnah wants to be goyis that over here it shouldn't say Kerb Yehuda, rather Kerb Yoisi. That's the shita that we expressed earlier, that Reb Yoisi holds af bigmar dvar of Adam Nitfas. So he holds like Reb Meir that en ad maitzi dvar levatala, but he also holds like Reb Yoisi that you look at the end of his words as well. So this is all according to Beis Shammai. What about Beis Hillel? So the girsa that we have is that Beis Hillel hold Kerb Yoisi, which would mean that Beis Hillel hold only the sheet of Reb Yoisi Gemar Dvar of Adam Nitvas, and that's why he's a Nadur ve'ein a Nazir. He's only a Nadur because we only go after the end of his words. However, that is according to the gears that we have in our Gemara. Over here we also have Machlokes. Tosfos and the Rush are Goyris at this point in the Gemara, Beis Hillel Savri Kerb Yehuda. And what that means is that according to Reb Nosson, Beis Hillel is exactly like the Shita of Reb Yehuda in our Mishnah LeBeis Shammai. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda held that according to Beis Shammai, lo amru ela ba'imar rei and like a carbon, which means that the person is only a nadir and not a nazir. And that, according to Tosfos and the Rosh, is the way that Rabbi Nosson holds is Shitas Beis Hillel. So Rabbi Yehuda holds to be Shitas Beis Shammai, Rabbi Nosson holds to be Shitas Beis Hillel. And the Karen Ari explains that when we say Kirab Yehuda, it's coming to add to the Hesber of the Shita of Rabbi Nosson. Because if we just say Kirab Yoisi, we would have a problem. Rabbi Yoisi says, Bigmar Dvar of Adam Nitvas. But even though Bigmar Dvar of Adam Nitvas, how do we know that when a person says a lashon of Arini Nazir and the end of his words are clearly not a Nazirus, how do we know that that could be misparished, that could be explained as a Kabbalist Neder? He didn't use a lashon Neder. So we explained already that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the lashon Nazir is a lashon of Hafrosha, of separation. So that's why we have to mention Rabbi Yehuda over here in the Divrei Rav Nosson, because we want to explain that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita was that the lashon Nazirus could mean Precious, and that's how, by using the end of his words, it's possible to conclude that the person was answering it as an Isser Neder. So this is the end of version number 3. Version number 1, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, is that the Beis Shammai holds that he's a Nazir, Beis Hillel holds that he's nothing. Version number 2 is Rabbi Yehuda, that Beis Shammai holds that he's a Usser Be'Isser Neder, and Beis Hillel hold nothing. Version number 3 is that Beis Shammai hold that he's a Nazir Vin Neder, which either means both, like the Mefarish, or it means dependent on how the person Mefarish's words, and Beis Hillel hold that he's only a Nader and not a Nazir. Now the Gemara brings version number 4. And that is, Rav Nosson is saying, Beis Shammai hold that he's nader ve'enoy nazir, and Beis Hillel hold loy nader ve'loy nazir. Now this version would seem to be exactly the way Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah learns. Because as we said, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, B'shitas Beis Shammai, that he's nader ve'enoy nazir, because he's not a nazir. And lo amru, elo bo'im arein like a carbon, if he says his intention was to aser be'isser nader, then he becomes aser, but otherwise there's no iser. And al-karach Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, hold that you're not aser in anything. Which leaves us wondering why, when the Gemara now explains the svaris behind Rav Nosson, it says like this: "As Beis Shammai Kerub Yehuda, Ubeis Hillel Kerub Shimon." Meaning that Beis Shammai hold like Rav Yehuda says in the Mishnah, that according to Beis Shammai, only if he is Mefarish Kavanosoi, that he meant it as a neder, does he become Aser B'Isser Neder. And Beis Hillel Svara is like Rav Shimon who holds Shloi Hisnadev Kederach HaMisnadvim. What the Gemara should say is that Rav Nosson, according to this version, is exactly like Rav Yehuda in all accounts. The teretz to this question would seem to be that Enoch and Ami, the shittas of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel match up, according to Rav Nosson, to the way Rabbi Yehuda explains the shittas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, except that in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda just never discusses shittas Beis Hillel. He says, Afkesh Amru Beis Shammai Amru Elo Boim Arein Alayka Karbin, and he doesn't say what the shittas of Beis Hillel is. So that's why we say, according to Rav Nosson, Beis Shammai Kerb Yehuda, and Beis Hillel is Kerb Shimon. But of course, that's the way that Rabbi Yehuda would have to learn Beis Hillel, because otherwise, there would be no machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If Beis Hillel held that Einoi Nazir, but he is Nador, then they hold the exact same thing as Beis Shammai. But since that wasn't discussed overtly in the Mishnah, the Gemara fills us in and explains Shitas Beis Hillel the way that Rav Nosson is explaining it, is based on Rav Shimon. Now, as we mentioned in the beginning of the Shir, the Shita of the Rambam, Perek Aleph Hilchos Naziris Halacha Yud, is that if you say Reini Nazir min Agroigris, Minatvela, he's not a Nazir, but he is Aser B'Isser Neder. The Ravid asks on him that that's the Shita of Rav Nosson, because remember, the Rambam has to pass like Beis Hillel. Now, who is it that holds that the Shita of Beis Hillel is that he's Nador Ve'Eino Nazir? That is Rav Nosson B'das Beis Hillel, according to the first version of Rav Nosson. Our Mishnah seems to hold B'das Beis Hillel, you're not chayev anything, you're not usher in anything. So because of this, the Kesef Mishnah is goyris in our Gemara, that when we bring down the first version of Rav Nosson, instead of Masnissin de Loikyaitana, he's goyris Masnissin Kehaitana. Meaning to say that the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, when it says Ubeis Hillel Oimrim Einoi Nazir, the Kavana is Einoi Nazir, but he is Nador. And that is exactly like Rav Nosson's version of the Shita Beis Hillel. However, the Lechem Mishnah says that this is a doichik to explain this way and to be goyis this way. Furthermore, it comes out that the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda clearly is arguing both in Beis Shammai and in Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Yehuda should express that. Because according to the way the Rambam's learning, Lefida Tanakama Beis Hillel holds that you are Aser B'Isser Neder, but certainly Rabbi Yehuda can hold that way B'das Beis Hillel, because that's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns B'das Beis Shammai, that you're only Aser B'Isser Neder and not B'Isser Nozer. So the Lech Mishnah says that the real gears is like we have it, Masisin Loikaitana. So how is it that the Rambam could paskin like Rav Nosson's version of Beis Hillel and not like our Mishnah's version of Beis Hillel? Answered Lech Mishnah, since it's before in our Gemara, that the svara behind saying that he's not usher in anything is only because of Reb Shimon, like we just saw before, who holds that shalei nadav kederach hamisnadvim. So it's imported from the sugya of Menachas, where a person says arei alai mincha min hasa'orin, that he's potter. However, in that sugya, the Rambam paskins like the chachamim of Reb Shimon, who hold that such a person is chayev to bring a mincha min achitim. So once you see b'shitas Rambam, you get rid of the option of paskening like Reb Shimon, who says shleis nadvim kederach hamisnadvim, then it's impossible to say that legabe a nazir that you would be usher in nothing, because you should at least be usher b'isser neder. The only svar to say you're not usher b'isser neder is because shleis nadvim kederach hamisnadvim. He doesn't pasken that way, so therefore he's not going to pasken this way either.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.